Now, we come here today, right? Facts of the day. Laxatives are the most sold supplements, right? Headaches and laxatives, though, go together. Because headaches and constipation go together. People usually carry 3 to 7 pounds of waste around in their stomach. When feeling of being lighter comes, right? They feel they hungry. Not true, though. Not true. So, when you constipate, right? When you're constipated, you're usually gonna get headaches. So, they like the boy that got the weed at the top of the block and the boy got the perks down the street, right? He tell you go to his folks. They the same. They both work together. Headache pills and laxatives. You understand what I'm saying? It's crazy. But what you want to do if you ever constipated, you want to detox. And you want to start fasting. You want to start fasting, right? You want to start eating around 12. So, you know, your body will be on its proper circadian rhythm. Start eating around 12 and giving it time to jumpstart into digesting mode. You get what I'm saying? Because it don't start digesting until around 12. Also, to get rid of that stuff in your stomach, you got to take, you want to use dark leafy greens, kale, collard green. You understand what I'm saying? Dandelion root, take detoxes, lion's mane, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Also, when it comes to headaches, usually it's coming from the stomach. You get what I'm saying? Something wrong in the stomach. You wanna, did you ever think about this? Why are we talking about heads anyway? Why the fuck do they call little girls hairstyles, pigtails? Why would they get that name to it? Or a ponytail? Ain't that fucking odd though? That's like pig's ass, horse ass. They really think weird, right? Now think. We see a lot of symbology, right? With 33, right? Mm-hmm. Now, Jesus
is so, stages of metamorphosis.
All right, so how did we become frauds? It's simple. We became frauds by when, in our childhood, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say about 11 years old. You used to walk around the house. They would have, you know, Aunt Shelly in there, right? Mm-hmm. And she probably left, went to work or something, but you was in charge. You were left in charge. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You were left in charge because, you know, you're the oldest, right? Recent, I'm not home. Now, while you left in charge, somebody would walk around the house with you, right? Just picture what I'm saying to you. Somebody would be walking around the house with you. So while you go in the kitchen, right? You see that knife on the table. You like, I want to see what that sword like, right? But the shit in your head, like, yo, chill. Don't touch that, nigga. You're going to get your ass whooped. Like somebody was with you. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. At the whole time guiding you via your ancestors. But we're going to say your true self, right? Because your ancestors are you. So as you got to 13, 14, you slowly tried to disconnect from what you were. Sometimes it would even happen with you and your brother, because y'all twins. Y'all, it would be a certain situation where one of y'all would dumb the situation down to where that was something y'all used to bond with. You get what I'm saying? So now that you destroyed the true you, this new you is destroying you. This new you is the one defeating you. This new you is taking your ambition, your motivation, and your pride. The things that keep you up to be up and steady. Like you said, you can't generate energy from nothing. You can't just put energy there. It must be generated. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So in knowing that, we fucked up with not having a think tank no more. We used to manifest energy. Manifested. We would do ritual. We come down every week, probably every Friday. We blow, we probably in the crib, you know what I mean? Rolling L's, but the music on. It's probably songs we don't usually listen to all the time that just came over the playlist. But it says something that clicked in us and got us think about something that really generated a conversation and now a new energy. You get what I'm saying? We don't make magic no more, and we didn't see how much energy and magic we had as kids. We would always pull something off. Remember we had been in the crib? Yo, we'd be probably in your crib blowing the L. You know what I mean? Talking about who we want to talk to this week. What girl? Try to holler at Bree today. I mean, this week, I know she was looking at me. Yeah, she was looking at you. Now, next week, what we doing? We got their numbers. We arguing with them. Like, we manifested shit and didn't understand the magic we had. So now that we dumbed down and looking for that spark, but we forgot the spells. You get what I'm saying? Like melanin buying better. Like, right now, right, if me and you sitting here, right, and we throw on an old song from 06, our DNA going to synchronize as soon as it come on. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? You're going to feel that energy the same way I feel the energy. So when we rapping the songs, the words feel a little bit better. And it's releasing, right? It's releasing stress as you listen to it. Mm-hmm. You understand? But that's something that still cannot be depicted because that's the bond of melanin. You understand what I'm saying? It's made to make times easier. So when I do this, I take in all your problems and pain, but we balance it in the between the both of us. You understand? That's what a vibe is. You get what I'm saying? We lost our way, bro. We don't have discipline. We don't got nobody telling us what to do no more. We have tapped in, right? We have gave in to our lower self and said, fuck it. The lust, the laziness. Something difficult come? We go the opposite way. Mm-hmm. We chilling. It's like this. When niggas going home? Instead of, damn, man, I don't want this night to end. See how the energy different? And then we all are a cause of that. And I'm going to tell you where it started. But that energy, that spite, hit, that's how cancer works. If it touched the ankle, it's going to come to the knee. You get what I'm saying? That's why we got to get back to normal, bro. Niggas got to really look at niggas and say, bygones is bygones. What the fuck is we doing to get up? Fuck everything else. You understand what I'm saying? Fuck the spite. Nigga, look, you come sit in this fucking living room, nigga, show some fucking respect or don't come in. Mm-hmm. You understand? That's all, bro. Because what's happening is chilling outside the house causes way more problems than niggas chilling in. Right? Mm-hmm. The most problems you would have is don't be stomping on the floor.
Them niggas bring so much heat to the
that's
block.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I was going to be like that.
But you just hit it on the vein. Because this going to fold with it. You understand? But it's...
This sound a little more flatter. So this sound like...
Well, yeah, either way, how you want to do it. But it's like shit is very different now, man. We got people trying to attack us. We got people... You can take care of them. We got people trying to attack us. We got... It's actually people, it's forces at play, right, that is stopping our unity, stopping our bond. You understand what I'm saying? Us getting the expressions of the niggas. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You think niggas will really feel certain ways about each other? You're right, yeah. You think niggas will feel certain ways about each other if we just hung around each other? Now, take out the cancers. Mm-mm. How you think what would we be doing? Y'all niggas probably be on the phone, so running. Because the motivation would have hit different. The vibe would have been different.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have had a bunch of dumbass conversation.
I would have had something written myself and got a
not
job.
Not even that. Just
no,
like, yeah, that's true, that too. No, that's true, too. That's true, too. That's true.
The way I started off, I must, what, it was 2018?
Bro, listen, that's
nigga,
true.
I had to, my dope would have started rocking and I had the bud jumping. I would have been fucking jumping. I know.
But
now I got you mean
it's cool. No, you cool though.